Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome to this Mass. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for a few moments in silence. And before we bring our gifts to the altar, before we approach the altar to receive the Lord in Eucharist, with sincere hearts and humble words, We ask God to forgive us, for so often we hurt our God when we fail to love, to care for one another, and we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son Jesus, we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. First, the Lord degraded the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the end, he was glorified the seaward road, the land west of the Jordan, the district of the Gentiles. Anguish has taken wing, dispelled its darkness, for there is no gloom where there now was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. As they rejoice before you as at a harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils, for the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries among you. I mean that each of you is saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
It is wonderful to see so many of you here at Mass today. And especially, I love to see families with their children. Oh, that makes me feel so good. And I love to hear the sound. That means that parish is growing. The sound of children. I love that. Do you remember last Sunday's gospel. It was a beautiful gospel. Remember John the Baptist? And he said, "Behold, ye see not now the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He was preaching and he was baptizing and he was preparing the way of the Lord. And today, the very beginning of the gospel, Jesus finds out that John the Baptist is in prison. There must have been sadness in his heart. But something happens here in the gospel. The last prophet is in prison. They have silenced him. He can no longer go out and preach. He's behind walls. And then Jesus takes the center stage. He knows it's his time now. And he moves from a little town of Nazareth to a huge town, Capernaum. And something happens here. He knows it's time for him to work, to bring the good news of salvation, to take care of the sick, the dying, the lonely, the blind, the sick. But he realizes something, and this is very important. He cannot do it by himself, even though he's God. He already knows of John, James, Peter. They've been there with him at celebrations at Cana. They have seen the miracles. But now it is time for him to go where they're at. They were fishermen. And he went to the Sea of Galilee with a message and a request for these men. Now, he could have sent them maybe a letter, or he could have met them maybe at their day off, or he could have met them in the synagogue, but no. He says, "I will go and be where they're at." See, fishermen, I found out that there's people that love to go fishing. Not me. I'm not a fisherman. No. But there are people, and there are ladies and men, that love to fish for hours and hours and hours. And I'm sure these men love to fish. That's what brought money for them and food at their table. And what does Jesus say? "Drop your nets. I need you. Follow me." And they did. They followed him. And the reason I tell this story is because that story is about us. God needs you now, and he needs me. We are his voice. We are his hands. You. And he's calling you. You know, I thought about it, you know, I thought about it earlier. I said, I know why people don't come to Mass. Because a lot of people don't come to Mass. Because they don't want to hear the call. Jesus calls us at Mass all the time. He calls us to be good, to be patient, to be kind, to be forgiving, to be loving. To be brothers and sisters to one another. To care for the sick, the dying, the lonely, the poor, the children. To be faithful. Husbands, wives, children, love your parents. They don't want to hear that. It's hard on them. But God is calling you today. Yes, he's calling you by name. He wants you to be an apostle because he needs us now. Just like he needed those four men and those 12 men, he's going to need us now more than ever. He needs me. I was sitting there and I was looking at that family, and it brought back memories when I was a little child. Because I can remember when I was about 4 years old and sitting in the front pew where Elizabeth Peluche is sitting right there, not in this church, but in Mathis. And I remember listening. And little did I know that God would call me to be a priest. He's calling you. He needs us. He needs us to bring His good news. They're good news, they're not bad news. To forgive, to love, to care. Those are not bad news, they're good news. That there is a life after this resurrection, those are good news. And he wants you to take those news. Those good news when you leave this temple, this house of prayer, this house of God. When you're in your car, when you're at home with your family, yes. At work. At play. At school. Bring the good news. That's why we're here. To hear the voice of God, that He calls us, that He calls us by name. That's why we're here at Mass. That's why some people say I felt something, Father. Where? At the Mass. I just felt something. Well, of course you felt something. God touched you. God called you. He talked to you at Mass. He does this every Sunday. Very especially at the Eucharist. Very especially when we kneel down and we pray. We have that intimate moment with our Lord in prayer. Oh, it's you and Him. He calls you. He needs you. Our God needs us. That's the message in the gospel. That this Jesus needed men. And these men are going to change. And we're going to see this. They were not perfect as we are not perfect. But He still uses us. If we just let the nets go down, throw the nets of comfort and say, "Yo, Lord, I don't know, but here I am. Use me, Lord. Use me in the way that you want." That's all He wants. And leave the rest for Him. He told His apostles, "Be not afraid. I will tell you what to say. I will give you the movement. I will give you the strength." And He does the same with us. Be not afraid. Just say, "Yes, Lord." But sometimes it's hard to let go of the nets. It's hard to get out of the boat. And He's calling you today. And as I preach this to you, I am preaching this to myself. What is your response? He's calling you. And He's calling me by name.
Let us stand to profess our faith in this God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For our strength and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated in the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, but with the Father and the Son is the Lord and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The Lord is indeed our light and our salvation. Let us pray for the light to shine ever brighter in our world today.
That our church, which belongs to Christ, might be one in purpose and healed of all divisions. Let us pray to the Lord. For our new president, who was inaugurated on Friday, let us pray to the Lord. For a growing reverence for all human life from conception to natural death, and especially for all unborn children, let us pray to the Lord. For those cathedral parishioners who have gone to be with their Savior, especially Michael Meany, Lita Ramirez, and Adela Olivares, and let us also remember them in our prayers. May the Holy Spirit console their families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Vera Zanetti, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, and Eloy Pettis, and for the intentions of Susan Langerkamp, San Juana Rodriguez, Raul Castillo Jr., all who celebrate their birthdays, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, let us pray in silence for those needs that we hold in our own hearts. For all of our intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Merciful and gracious God, your kingdom is truly at hand. Grant us the grace to hear your voice and repent and renew our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands. Praise and glory.
Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world. You have arranged the changes of times and seasons. You formed man, woman, child in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we join the voices of the angels and the saints as they constantly sing your praise. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of it, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." Spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your faith. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Before him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.